into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin.
And I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Are you niggas still down there? Someone in the dungeon with the fire. I ain't seen you niggas from afar. I'm a motherfucker. You don't really want none.
They don't really want none.
They don't really want none.
They don't really want none.
Buzz, it's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. I'm joined by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Kanae Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Nicolette Sensei, don't play a gown.
What it do? Y'all don't want to. Okay.
Stefan Iamora Fire Wallace.
What up?
And if you was wondering who that was playing on our track right now, that is the one and only The Freaky Boys, Prince and TT.
What's up?
Some Love and Hip Hop fans.
Yep.
Yes. Yo, y'all had a crazy weekend this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Pride.
We performed at Pride yesterday.
Fun.
Oh, nice.
Y'all got
How was that?
Great. It was so many people there. Oh my God.
And I got a tan. I look like a McNugget.
The darker, the better.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was really hot. It was like, what, 96 yesterday?
Oh, geez.
Okay,
can we watch this online?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we go?
But you guys can also check out their newest single, None, on iTunes.
Yep.
Let me get on the remix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Play.
All right, we're going to talk a little more with you guys later, but let's get into the show. The truth hurts. First and foremost, the truth hurt for Kalina, and it was hurting for my damn eyes looking at this situation because I'm just looking at Tony's lace front beard, y'all.
Oh, my God.
And I'm wondering how Kalina's having a serious conversation with this man.
Well, he already had the fingernail. Like, come on. Did y'all see the fingernail?
It couldn't get any better.
It was like
it was like a claw.
It was like a claw.
A talon.
Yes, his talon.
Well, that was last year.
They haven't zoomed in on it this year.
Oh.
Like they used to zoom in on this nail. Kind of like Claudia's toe from Real Housewives.
Oh, I can't. Oh. Let's not go there.
All right, so they're club shopping for, as they call, a bottle popping type club.
Mm-hmm.
And question, who is this showing them the club?
The guy who the guy who wants to do the deal with them. And he was just pissing me off because I'm like, how are you about to tell Tony that he needs to put the reins on his wife and needs to not wear the pants? You're desperate, clearly.
I'm like, sir, first of all, wear some pants that fit to you.
Yeah,
from this year. You're wearing fucking JNCO jeans over here.
You can't do a business deal with a dude named Kev. Just Kev.
It's just Cav.
You know what I
mean?
Cav. Cav gonna show us the property. I wanna talk to Cav. This is thousands of dollars on the line right now, Cav.
And he over $75,000. Right. And he over here is selling this club like it's crack. He's like, you know, we gotta get out of this right now. You know what I mean?
He's like, I know I messed up before, but that's what made me.
Oh my God. Nobody.
Cav, you failed. That's what happened.
That's
y'all
what
broke
made
now.
Me.
They really was having crack at talk. Requiem for a Dream, y'all. They was talking about, we can't win if we don't shoot.
I hate when people talk to you in quotes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know,
what did you say? Not loving basketball. Like, calm down.
Okay. And I've learned once, I've learned twice, just don't give no man no money because they are never going to spend it the right way. I mean, at least for me, I just can't.
Okay.
We're
not all fiscally
Everybody ain't Cav now.
Cav. Why are you dating a dude named Cav? That's what it is. There go Cav.
I didn't date no Cav.
Okay, good.
I'm not talking about Cav. I'm talking about Tony.
dated a dude named Tony.
All right, well, beyond that, so the Country Fair tour is over for Ashley.
Clearly.
Kirk ain't taking her to the Alabama Blue Ribbon Fairs anymore to perform.
Yeah. She had that neat
battle. First of all, how do y'all feel about this whole Rashida and Kirk situation?
They both had a part in it.
Yeah. Well, I think that the girl should have been respectful because those are her bosses. Yeah.
Right.
But she just... How old is she? Like 22 or something?
Yeah.
She acted like she 20... Like,
she acted like 17.
She acted like she's 17.
She shot out. She need to be slapped in the mouth a little bit. Just to be in place, you know? Mm-hmm. Respect grown folks.
I'm just like, what happened? Why do all the girls have hair dye in their hair right now?
Yeah.
It's all like this weird green. It's like, Kalina.
Well, Ashley has nothing else to do. She needed something to do.
She needed a storyline.
She needed her hair done, and that's, you know.
She auditioned for Jim.
Jim is outrageous.
So, Kirk and Ashley, she says, I mean, does she think I'm fucking you? Does she want to check my vagina? No.
No, I don't want to check your vagina.
Because we don't know what's going to fall out.
But what was checking her... Checking
her vagina going to prove that. Oh, right. That's me. I'm like, what
Kirk's
do you
Adam's
wanna...
apple has not been here.
Unless you're a virgin, ain't going to show shit.
Right.
Oh, Rashida is ridiculous. She should grow up and act like a boss. I worked my ass off to be here. Bitch, you don't even have a single.
Where is here?
That's the question that needs to be answered. Where is she?
I worked my ass off to be here.
To where?
To be on this show?
Yep. That's exactly what she
did. What do your deal consist of? Is it 360? Like, what's going on?
No, it's five albums.
It's five albums, yeah.
With no single yet out.
I mean, how did that say if somebody, you know what I mean? Let's just say, I mean, let's look at Kirk.
Five albums.
And Kirk approaches you guys and says, hey. Freaky boys,
you guys are
hot. I want to give you guys a 5-album deal. If anyone approached you with a 5-album deal, how would you? What would your response?
You have to look at their background. Yeah. What have you done for your wife?
Exactly.
If you can't do nothing for me, if you can't do nothing for the woman that you in love with.
So. My thing is you know, I probably would respect Ashley more if she came with a better attitude. I mean, if you give me a bad attitude up front, I'm just not gonna fuck with you. Like, if basically. You really think your shit don't stink, when bitch, what have you even put out? Like, I'm confused. Like, and you're
Rashida
over here checking Rashida. And she really is the boss chick, so don't be coming at me sideways, because then we're really just not going to fuck with you. Like, I could have gave you some type of life, girl, but you done lost me at the dough. Okay?
Well, I think she on that fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
Like, act as if already, you know, I'm a bad bitch, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
Well, this is real life, and you're on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and no one knows you.
And you can get exposed when you fake it until you make it, you know what I mean? So she's just out there.
Yo, she want to be Erica Mena so bad.
Oh.
Don't you dare
not
disrespect
them
Erica.
That she has. Or
Stefan.
Well, listen, she could get the titties fixed, though. You know where we live nowadays.
Right. Right. You suck the right day. all right, so Rashida.
Overnight.
Overnight. Rashida meets up with Ashley. Rashida walking in like a boss.
Yeah.
She looked great.
Look at flawless.
Her Diana Ross hair.
And I loved her boobs.
I look better than half of the bitches my age.
Yes. Okay. And I just hit a baby.
The hand is real. The hand
she
is
was
real.
Really giving herself my shoes like.
Let me school this little chick real quick.
Let me let you know something.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
She looked amazing.
So yeah, Kirk did. Basically begged Rashida to go listen to what he told Ashley to tell Rashida. And so Ashley was sitting there and she was like,
as your artist, I want to say I'm sorry.
You sound just like
And, you know, I want you to take responsibility of your actions, too.
And she was like, ah, bitch.
I don't need to take responsibility of nothing.
Right.
Well, I have a lot of performances coming up. And if you just give me a chance, you know, I know I could prove it to you.
So she's a singer, right?
Mm-hmm. Is she?
Yeah.
She's a rapper. Yeah.
She's an autotune singer.
She wants to be an R&B singer.
Oh.
Look, I'm not going to hate all the way. Like, mm-hmm. her music ain't that bad. Like, mm-hmm. I'd put it in a box with Cassie.
It's just her attitude. Okay.
Please don't start with Cassie.
What's that box?
Yeah.
What's
in.
That box?
Like, I don't know why.
Cassie. It's the Diddy box. That's the Diddy box.
You ever been to Amoeba on Sunset?
Yeah.
You know, right when you walk in, that discount bin section right over there with the orange stickers.
That's where you like the one that you passed by. You didn't even
just
really
kidding.
See,
you know, girl. You know what I mean. You live your dream, girl.
Good luck all right. to you.
Speaking of people living their dreams, we met the Mother's Club tonight.
For a minute there, I thought it was a turn into Sister Wives. Which, like,
I'm just like...
Y'all already sharing sperm, so...
Oh, my.
At the same damn time, so...
All y'all babes kind of look alike, which is weird. Ain't it? That look like my son, too, don't it? Just like, don't all our son,
and they're
our
all types of ages, too. Looks like a bad
science experiment.
54 all the way down to...
It was gross.
34.
You remember Creepy Crawlers? Like,
which one?
In the lab. But my thing is like, first of all, Young Jock does not discriminate against any flavor type of woman. I mean, this motherfucker's up here fucking the Spice Girls.
You got big spice, little spice. You can see his starter wise. And you can see how they kind of like.
When he got on the
yeah.
Hot a
he got
bit.
A little
they
money. Got yeah, you can see but the transition.
The last two are prettier than his current girlfriend. What's her name again?
KD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a sugar mama, though.
Yeah,
no, so.
She'd be paying for him.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. She takes
sponsor.
I mean, KD definitely has that shape, that figure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That,
but that's.
What?
It ain't put together like that.
Right, it's not all. It's not like a Coke bottle.
Right. No, but it's like
it's like a 3 liter.
I learned that.
It's like, you know, those that big double stuffed Reese. It's like getting one of those.
Which is always too much, right? Reese's.
Not for me.
No, that's too much.
That's too much.
I'm like, damn, that's a lot of chocolate.
Just half in the fridge.
You happy?
That's how you treat her anyway, like a half not half one.
You know, but I don't want to slam on this all the way, because you know what, ladies, like, look, these women took a situation, they made it productive. I'm fucking around, Prince, calm down. Every year, once a year, these women get together to celebrate their blended family
at the hookah lounge. Straight class, yes, ladies, straight class. We going to the hookah lounge, girl, to turn up while our kids get babysat.
They trying to get a spin off.
The baby mama club. Okay, then what are y'all? Because
they are the
we are the mothers.
The mothers. Bye.
The mothers.
We're happy and we're thinking and we're.
You know, us two were at the same time. And yeah.
They were
I'm so
stories.
Glad we could pass off the baton.
But KD, you don't have a partner. You can't sit with us. Sorry.
You don't have goodness. A seat in your stomach. You can't sit with us. Sorry.
Wow. Well, next week she does, bitch.
Next week.
Allegedly.
I can't
yes,
imagine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I'm at the
well, is she pregnant now? Anybody following her on the gram?
I won't wait for my follower. I got other people to follow. Yeah.
I'm mad at Cena for talking out of turn. She said KD is the homewrecker, right? She tried to say, you know, try to act like. But I'm like, wasn't you pregnant at the same time as a whole nother woman?
Oh, while he was married to a whole nother woman?
Like, who is KD?
Y'all some homewreck.
KD, okay. It ain't her fault.
If anybody should be mad, it should be the OG. Okay? Yes. The
oh, one, she got her thing under control. She is comfortable, okay. Honey.
Wifey number two. That was my man before, okay? Baby mama number three. I'm done. And Cena, goodbye. If I was OG, like, that's the only one who could really just be mad.
Well, all right. Let's talk about, let's meet the women. We have Fatima.
That's OG.
That's the Empress.
Yes.
She has a 14-year-old son.
Paved the way.
Him.
She's grown.
She paved the way. We got Alex, who is the wifey.
She's the wifey.
And clearly, Jill you Scott. Figured out why.
Yes.
Jill Scott, she's still nice. Married.
We get
I like her, too.
Yeah, she delivers. She's like Ayanna. She delivers like real talk.
Message.
She's like, I ain't getting these divorce papers because I need to have a conversation with every fucking pussy that you put your dick
out.
So Cena,
something.
You the wifey? How about that? Like, girl.
Like, right. You clearly you are here very passing desperate the baton. To want to get a wifey card.
Yeah, he said she was hurt.
Cena was hurt
oh,
about
she
that.
Was
when
so
she
hurt.
Introduced her, she was like, the only one who ever got married.
She was really sad. Yeah, she said,
I could get him to, you know, settle
yeah,
down.
She's
yeah.
the only one.
I couldn't do it.
Nutella and all.
She was upset. Poor Cena.
She really was sad. She really got issues.
I ain't no poor Cena. I ain't poor Cena at all.
Let's start a hashtag.
Poor
Cena. Oh, my God, yes.
You're pregnant at the same time as another chick while the dude's still married. I ain't poor
and y'all both
nothing.
Have twins.
And y'all
both
got
twins. Like, it ain't no special moment for one of y'all.
Well, he got
both
some
y'all.
Special sperm. He's seen
I'm
those
scared.
Twins.
I'm
right.
He has eight.
If you keep firing off like that, you know what I'm saying? You're bound to have something cool happen. You know?
He is so crazy. He's popping twins at this, like...
Nine on the way. Well, the ninth one is on the way.
Possibly ten.
If she has a twin.
Oh, my God.
You can start your whole plantation, Jog.
Or a record label. You better put them dudes in the studio. Okay. Get in the studio and dance. Same.
It's going down. Jackson,
the Jock 5.
The Jock
5. The
Jock 10. Oh, yeah.
Double up. And then we get Miss Carla.
Carla's real quiet.
She was just the one that was pregnant at the same time.
She just pregnant. She's the side chick. Humble though. She quiet.
When she realized how far down on the list
her home is getting deleted.
She's like, I'm only here because I'm getting my spot on Love and Hip Hop.
Or secretly.
Low key, she got a dude probably. Right. Like, she ain't worried about this.
I don't know, because she was real quiet. Like, she could be the one, like, oh, yeah, bitch, it's fine. But, you know, he'd be on my house.
He'd still be in my house.
She probably got a man. Like,
she got a man. I think she got a dude.
She's being careful with what she said.
Yeah, if you got a man, you can't be on her like, what?
You gotta just sit there and be like, oh my gosh, pulling out all the cards.
Right, because her husband be there trying to do all the math and figure out you was there on
Monday. He's not having that. She's just cool.
So, KD comes in with her Cruella DeVille ass jacket with Jock. Showing up, talking about she part of the family, with his L.A. gear rocking ass, like, I can't. So she comes in, hey, Hosina.
She started throwing jabs right off top.
Yeah,
right,
so they must have had a little incident before then, because she just came swinging out the gate like.
Oh. Talking about, I came in with good intentions, bitch.
Yeah.
You had all the bad intentions, okay.
Okay. It was Ryan Felipe.
I don't even like Cena, but she kind of was in on her best behavior when she got there. Cena wasn't turning up
when she first
until
got
she
there,
got called a home.
Hello, because she knew what was about to happen.
Right,
like,
she was ready too, because she...
Hey, girls.
Yes.
With them dimples. Yeah.
I already know the script.
They got the script.
Right. Yeah. I already know the script.
Come smiling.
They got what's about to walk in through the door.
Nico printed up the PA rundown, so she knew all the characters who were coming up for this session, y'all. All right, so Cena calls her a hoe. Cena goes ham, calls her a home wrecker. She's grabbing trash cans and whatnot. Fatima's in the bathroom. Well, no, not yet. Fatima is in the bathroom yelling at Cena.
Trying to calm her down, yeah.
And Cena's just pounding up against a wall. And then Fatima goes out yelling at KD, who's crying, talking about, these problems at my doorstep! What am I supposed to do with my problems at my doorstep?
You took it back to the Color Purple.
All my life.
And then fucking Alex is sitting here like, this bitch.
Right. Alex was not using it. She took it from.
I could not.
These hoes with my husband. No, look, she be throwing that in there.
She got it real quick. She got it together real quick.
I have the papers. Yeah. I am still married.
She said, I am still Mrs. Shock.
I'm still married.
I was married, y'all.
I was married.
She said, can I ask you this? As a woman, as his wife, he has 18 four women and still married. So why are you messing with this type of dude?
But I like what she gets to send back.
He is a good man, but he has problems with women.
Yes.
But I like really would ask her like what she said, like, well, why are you still married to him?
Exactly.
But she had a good comeback. She was like, why are you still
married to him?
But she didn't answer the question.
She shut up real quick. Like,
because I ain't changing that.
But no, because she wasn't saying financial purpose.
Tags, right?
She'd be like, why are you with him if he's still married then?
Yeah.
Tax breaks.
There's like four of them in the situation.
All of them getting together tell each other
and
how stupid they are.
In case he get a little single that pop again,
take them right to the courthouse
with the ring and the papers. Go on the court, dog. We need half of that.
High hopes. You got it. All right, so Jock is really disappointed with KD.
And he really was like, bye, and just sat down.
Well, he was Saudi as hell the whole time.
And then went right to Cena's house and beat it down.
Oh, I did too.
She brought that upon herself. I did feel bad for her, but she brought it upon herself.
Wait, who?
Y'all felt bad for her?
Yeah, because I mean, the fact that Jock really did not leave with her, like, you got me fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I felt bad about.
Like, you brought me here, and now you're going to make me
shouldn't even came.
Right.
I wouldn't have came in the first place.
She wasn't ready.
You saying now he got you fucked up? Shouldn't he have had you fucked up a long time ago?
It's like, thinking you can approach me being married with bad different baby mama. No, I don't even
want to. I mean, I feel her because she probably has been paying for all his bills and everything, so she'd definitely be feeling some type of way.
But this is the thing. It's like, girl.
I mean, I'm just paying you knew this.
Last season, he talking about, first of all, last season, you pretending you a real estate bitch when fucking Carly Red out here, and then you trying to cheat on him with over Carly Red.
Yep.
And on top of that, now we're moving on to a whole new situation. We have introduced four new characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I can't.
Like, this is not Mario Party,
girl,
bitch.
I can't defend you.
Nope.
We don't have an extra controller for you. So, sorry about it.
No, you can't really feel bad for her.
You can't.
Because she knows who he is.
Yeah, we were trying.
Like, she knows this is Jock.
No.
No words.
My thing is if she knows this is Jock, why is she still doing it?
That's what the wife asked.
You can't listen. When you care about somebody and you're in love with somebody, nope, you cannot tell your heart how to feel. She is somewhere down the line is hoping that he turns this new leaf over and that he is going to make her his one. That's just how she feels. She'll learn.
Dude,
the hard way.
You have to learn the hard way.
That's why she crying.
I mean, there's multiple guys out there that have kids, and you know they're not with the baby mama, and that's an attachment you're gonna be, you know, dealing with for 18 years
at least.
But
she ain't even get seated up. Like.
But when you're with a dude and he's like, that's something I'm gonna have to deal with, you know. But I'm with you. Whenever he start cutting them again, you gotta get out. Because they ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. They always going to be there.
And most people have baby mama drama. He got baby mamas and wife drama.
That's just too much.
What?
It is.
And they all cool.
And they got a little club that meets every Sunday at 3.
At the hookah lounge.
No, and sometimes he makes
a
They organize. Oh my God.
You can't win in that situation.
Jock winning in that situation. This is winning.
But my thing is these girls actually... Mona should set up a situation to where these girls can go to New York and work with Amina and Tara help them get their plantation up there going.
But they
are fine plantation, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can show second time saying that I'm already uncomfortable. Like, you get any ideas?
Taking me back. Excuse me.
With all them gifts,
they're going three times.
That's a charm.
I can't.
No, don't send them anywhere. Don't. That's it.
They don't need to take.
I feel
vacation.
Like a spinoff is in the works, though.
Yes. But wasn't there a show coming out about someone and all their baby mamas? What rapper was
Shawty Love?
Shawty Love.
But the new meme out right now is that picture of Shawty Love with all his kittens at Young Jock's new reality show. So Jock slept in his car.
Allegedly.
He didn't sleep in no car. No, he slept on one of the baby mama's couches.
Why are you showing up to my house at night?
Right.
He went around. He said, I checked on all the girls. No, you was knocking. See who would answer the door.
You need to tell where to go.
Can I sleep on your couch?
He ain't checked on all of it. He went straight to
Cena's house.
And beat it down. That DMX scene from Bell. Listen.
He didn't have to do all of that to Cena.
I'm going
to
deal with her.
No.
Cena, easy. She want him to knock on her door.
She knocked on the door.
It sounds
like
she still want him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Cena?
Oh, yes.
They just had sex a couple weeks ago.
She's like, you a homewrecker.
He done sucked her tongue.
Oh, that's the meme. Oh my God.
How many is that? Is that a grown woman back there?
Those are them baby mamas.
That's Katie.
Those are the baby mamas. Those women back there are kids.
That's why I thought that those were kids.
This ain't Jock. This is Shawty Love.
Right. This Shawty Love.
But they put Jock's face on. They said Jock New Reality. That's good.
I can't.
Oh, I'm so mad they all standing with the hand on the hip.
Oh my God.
With the kids just in the grass with their legs folded. Like, are you my daddy?
Right.
We need a competition show, Jocks versus Shawty Lowe's.
The kids be like 8 years old, they'd be like, family, that's your daddy right there. They ain't never met her.
Ain't never
that's
met
your daddy right there.
We already have T.I. and
really?
Celebrity yeah, Family
we
Feud.
We don't need anymore.
All right, so Katie done changed
the
locks.
Kids are actually cute. I mean, I don't know what these other kids look like.
But we can imagine. Yeah. We've seen the wives and the father.
Yeah.
Katie's crying again, talking about what you gonna do to get me back. Jock says, well, let me soul search and see if it's worth it.
He I know he don't want to be with her. Strike number it. 72. Like, girl,
no.
Leave him alone, Katie.
That's genius, Jock. That's a genius line. Because he gonna keep the hook in the fish mouth and just Jock keep her on, you know, but give it some slack, though.
Dude. After all of this,
she's still in the water.
She gives him the craziest thing. She says, well, look, if you want me back, you can stay in your car downstairs in that garage until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And when I know that you've been in that car from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, then I know that you took the first step to want to be.
First of all, she asked him to give her steps, what he was going to do. Then she gave him steps. And I'm like, girl, you sound stupid.
And
she's stupid.
She is stupid. There's no sounding.
She's stupid. Stay in your car.
What? For 24 hours?
What would that prove? We are fear factor. Like,
she said,
stay in your car.
What kind of 12
for 24 hours
with sitting in your car?
She just want to know that he didn't go over Cena's house. Right. That's
well,
all it's about.
Tonight,
but he called her on the phone and they FaceTimed.
She
gonna go check down
there
in the garage like, oh, he's still here.
He loved me. There should be like a slap reality show. We should slap people.
Like, I'm mad he can't just go get a hotel for the night. Like,
or sleep on the couch,
Jock's
girl.
Broke.
Then she gave him his No, I'm glad I wanted to say it.
Like,
Jock was like, man, the key don't work.
I ain't got nowhere to go.
Outside in the front on the... Outside in the front. Jock's broke.
He is.
Sleeping on the grass.
Eight babies.
With the gnomes.
You
they were like,
broke.
Welcome to our condo. Girl, that is an apartment in the hood.
In the hood. And she done threw all his sneakers out on the lawn.
They were dirty. I was looking at them.
They were too dirty. They was like, dick. I'm like, oh my God.
That's why he didn't care. He's like.
Right, he didn't.
He threw them back like.
No, that's really why he was at Kirk's auction last week. He was like, well. Get
see if I can come up. I'm trying to come up.
Kirk got the coin.
Jocelyn, you know, because the thing is, I'm not thinking about Stevie. She want, you know what I mean? I'm just going to come handle my business, and I'm going to go meet with Kalina. Because she ain't worried about Stevie. She said, you know, and talking about spanking Stevie because, you know, he not doing what he need to do, and he in a focus and tired assholes, and he not the stop. And, you know, what you doing with Stevie? And Kalina had no idea what she was talking about.
I know. She was just looking
But she played it off real good. She was like,
yeah, so me and my bae having problems. She's trying to go
she kept asking the question. She's like, so what do you mean? So what's going on? So what is it?
Girl, you ain't hearing nothing she's saying. She's telling you. She's explaining it to you.
She just be waiting on the pause.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who are these tired assholes talking about?
And then the only way to shut Jocelyn up was to tell her that she done spent $75,000 to buy a new club in which she wants Jocelyn to perform. And Jocelyn's like, oh, really? Well, you know, I could talk to Stevie about that.
I'll perform.
Can't you put something down on a club?
Yes.
And then use credit of some sort.
You can get a
it's just like buying a house.
Right. Why? You don't
put
pay for the whole house.
First of all, that club looked like it was like a basement or something.
For $75,000, that's all you're going to get.
Well, does Tony look like he can get a reliable line of credit?
No, Kev.
Then don't let him.
Kev getting a line of credit, guys. Alone.
Kev is a great realtor.
Oh, my God.
Kev is not getting a loan.
No.
Alone.
Kev's like,
Kev ain't even
do
his
it.
Name.
I already have
his
name. Kev, where'd you get this loan from? I seen it on the side of a van down on Peach Street in Lenox. No,
Big Worm said we got to pay him back in the morning. Big Worm go kill us.
That's why Omarion done moved to Hollywood.
He like, wait. I just met you, Kev.
Just trying to buy a club.
Nice.
I was trying to flip my money.
So Jocelyn goes to talk to Stevie, and then again, now this has been 2 weeks. Stevie has no idea. He cannot translate his wife's language. Yeah. He has no idea why she's mad. She comes in.
Wait,
she's
can
talking
I say
about,
one more thing about this club before we move on to that? I'm just mad that she's using Jocelyn to be like, you can be the performer right. for the like, grand opening. Girl, if you want your money back, right. you need to get, like, French Montana banana.
Are you still friends with Dawn?
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, or Diddy. I mean, damn.
Somebody, you got $75,000.
You say, let's do a performance. We can do a performance together.
Right. Can you open, like, right.
Kalina called Diddy like, Diddy, remember that group that you said, you know, we was going to make it, and it was just going to be everything? Well, since that ain't happened, I don't take that loan
money. I need a
money.
Favor. Yeah. I need a favor, Diddy.
I need a favor.
You know I wouldn't call.
Could you send Quincy
You know I wouldn't
them?
Call.
Right.
You know I wouldn't bother you on the private number.
I just had to say that. Like, she was so excited to ask her, but I was like, girl, you need to think about the money, girl. Mm-hmm.
You said only call it in emergencies. Anyway.
So Jocelyn goes to Stevie. You focused on these local bitches. I'm an international star. Why you spill a drink? Why'd you spill a drink on me? I could spill a drink for everything you say. You slap me in the face, kick me in the pussy, working on these dusty hoes. Did Jocelyn compare herself to Beyonce? If you want to work with Beyonce, Rihanna, or Katy Perry, you go work with them bitches. But not with these dusty hoes.
She was reaching.
Yeah.
Because I'm just reading.
First of all, Stevie J ain't working with nobody she named.
One of those
no.
At all. They don't even
want to
deal with him.
No. Nope. He just got out of rehab. They like, Stevie J.
You think he can call Beyonce?
Was she comparing herself to them? Or no. was she just
was
saying,
that that's she's saying those are the type of bitches that you can work with. Not these other bitches.
Right.
Work with established people, but not nobody who not established.
Yeah, like bring up Faith
like
Evans.
Like, she needs to be the only one.
Yes. That's what it sounded like.
Well, no, that's what she said.
Yeah. Kalina said she could draw a crowd. Jocelyn.
I believe it.
Well, in Atlanta, you can draw a crowd anywhere.
Yeah, you know, Jocelyn going to get it turned up. I
would
mean,
they
I
pay
just
$20?
I would, personally.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I would ask for somebody paying $20.
Think about all these parties they host.
Yeah, they'll
girls pay to get in the club to go to these parties that they're hosting all over.
The birds are chirping, dude, out there fucking on flyers.
It depends on what kind of crowd you want now. Then it's
now, it ain't going to be no fancy event. You gonna need extra security, but you gonna get a crab
and an extra shipment of Hennessy because everybody ordered
mixed Moscato. Sponsored by
Mona.
Jocelyn says Kalina wants her and Stevie to perform at the club, and Stevie's.
I ain't gonna hurt your money, girl. I got you.
She said to her.
That was so cute.
Stevie ride for his woman.
I like how Stevie changed and he think about Jocelyn.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Exactly. He didn't like pop off. Like, he was just like,
you know,
I'm
back to the strip club.
Yeah, he used to turn off every day. Yeah.
He loved him.
That used to crush her too.
Yeah.
Oh, that used to hurt him.
Is Stevie going to send me back to the strip club?
She was so scared.
Oh my God.
No.
She was so scared. Oh, I love it. Oh, Jocelyn, the memories.
I can't. All right, before we get into our last topic, I want to shout out to you guys for watching us every single week. We need your help, though. We know how much you guys love us, but please head over to podcast1.com at the top of the website. I know some of y'all got lost last week. Top of the website says Reader's Survey, Listener's Survey. If you could fill that out for us, we would be much appreciated. Thank you. Moving on. Y'all.
What do we have next?
Sigh.
The thing about friendship.
I was going to say meet me. And
how many of us have them?
Friend.
Well,
some that are right here in this hand.
Okay, Arian is meeting up with Margo.
This fake bitch.
And I'm just looking at him. Margo, fucking Josie and the damn Pussycats, and hair inspired by the fucking raptor from Jurassic World.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
All I got to say.
Caught off guard by the truth, she said. What you gotta say?
I'm caught off guard by Arian. Like, girl, this is why I don't have any girlfriends, because they sus as fuck like you. Mm. Like, I have no time. Like, why would you go meet up with my arch nemesis?
Mm. Like, out of your way. She went out of her
out
way.
Out of your way. Yeah. And then want to be a part of her art gallery, which who even knew what her
Arian,
life
think
was?
About her coin.
Like, Arian. You got me fucked up. Like, if you was my best friend, exiled, honey. Yeah, I mean, to the curb. Goodbye.
off with her head.
Right. Like, done. I can't.
What you feeling?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't get myself in this situation. We already know. Arian is just doing this. My question is, are they really even friends?
Oh, that is a good question.
Right. Yes, they are.
Like, no, for real though. Really good. Are they like TV friends?
No, no, they're real friends.
Oh well, then no.
I think Arian kind of don't want to feel stupid, you know, or miss bamboozled by Mimi.
Too late.
if you're friends, each other friends, and you ask your friend something, she tells you that's what you got to believe.
Yep. I'm not going to be prying into your life. Like, are you sure?
Right, right. First of all, you're not making it better. You're just making me look like a bigger liar. You're trying to avoid me from looking like a liar, but you're making me look like a liar.
I will say this. Let's say Jesse told me something, and you said this is the truth, and I'm out here caping for you in the streets like, yo, Jesse said this is what he said, and then turn back around and you lied.
I'd still be saying,
and I'm caping for you.
But you're not gonna look like the dummy.
You will look like the dummy though.
But I ain't gonna look like the messy best.
No, because the dummy is
like, I agree. Yeah. When I was coming out, it's crazy. When I came out the closet, like, my friends used to like say, like, he's not gay, leave him alone. And then I told them, like, yeah, I am.
And they like, yo,
crying. I've been out here fighting all these people for you. Until I tell you that it's that, then you better believe what I say, and you better rag.
Exactly. So you had some good friends.
So Arian, I'll be in a good friend.
That's the opposite of Arian then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Arian should be like, Margo, I'm not meeting up with you, bitch, you crazy, get your head together, okay?
Make sure they go on
the
top.
An art show.
Besides the fact,
like, a girl, I don't want to be a part of your art show, but like, do you know who my best friend is? Like, right. I don't want to be a part of your art show.
Real friend.
Why do you feel comfortable? Right,
why are you even thinking that I would even think about going into playing? Like,
what made you comfortable?
You know what made
me
comfortable? You coming over here and getting nosy in the conversation.
Right, that's why she's comfortable. You went out of your way to come take
me out of your way. It wasn't even convenient.
She didn't even meet you somewhere. Y'all had to walk down the street.
You know what the saddest part of all this is there probably was not even an art show.
It probably isn't. What is she going to do at an art show?
Be messy. It's like,
first off, you gotta have
if
art.
You live in Atlanta, send us that flyer, because I know that flyer is hilarious. Right. One, because you know it has Arian on it and Margo on it. It says, from the cast of Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, Lord.
The C-list characters
from
Love and Hip Hop.
Honestly, it's just fucked up. Like, my mind is fucked. Like, that's just so messed up.
You need content to do an art show, though. You can't spontaneously
have
an art show. One hairstyle, that can't be up.
No, she got a whole bunch of paintings.
You need sculptures. You need some stuff.
You can get people out.
But the other thing is, you guys,
you have to have
like,
more than just a streak on
it's
your
not head. Even Margo. It's like she's married to Mimi's ex.
That should
be enough. Like,
don't,
that should already be enough.
That's
like,
true.
Then when he come around, you want to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, you put yourself in this
You put
situation.
Yourself in a bad place.
Like, he ain't going to come to
my best
his
friend.
Wife's art show.
Exactly. Is he going to be here? Like, girl, bye.
I'm mad that she opened up saying they're assassinating Nico's character.
First of all, Nico's face is assassinated.
Oh, it's horrible. He got hit with a skillet.
What?
I look like that thing off Ice Age.
What credibility does Nico have?
The squirrel.
What are we ruining?
Right.
What credibility
does he have with anybody? There's not one person that'll vouch for Nico on Earth.
Like, he literally came on the show, plotted to date Mimi, plotted all of these things to drag these people
You're the
down.
Fakest dude in every scenario.
He's going around with this PR company talking about the most evil villain on TV. Like,
can we rewind to the very first time we ever met Nico and K. Michelle was reading him for the
third time? Oh, it is Roman.
You gay. Okay.
You
and he's just like, what you mean? What you mean? Like, already denying himself. Okay.
Like, you got a roommate in Atlanta.
Right.
Not even high out here.
Can we just get back to that?
Y'all rent $400 and you got a roommate, my dude.
You can't. I miss K. Michelle being on that franchise.
Yeah, okay.
She's grown so much.
Yeah, she was like, I've been done with that.
Yeah, very happy that she's
when
not
that happened.
Yes, because I can't imagine how.
I do miss
her. She used to bring it, boy.
Yeah, it's K. Michelle.
The realness.
So, Arian goes, meets up with Mimi. and talking about the meeting with Margo and that, you know, Mimi needs to not lie. Which, I'm going to say this about her, though. This is all she should have. She never met up with me, Margo, but this is some real shit to say to a friend. Like, bitch, because I say this to you all the time. You're like, girl, if you got some tea, just put it out there. Because it's better you put it out than anyone else. I sure did. I sure the fuck did. I knew I was going to suck his dick on this specific day. As a matter of fact, here with the motherfucking papers. And then what? Because when someone else does it, now it's slander. And now you look like the bad crazy person. Yep. So, bitch, own your shit.
You got to own it. You gotta own it. We all got it. You just might as well own it.
I think it was the plan. She wanted to do this, get paid for it, but she wanted to make it look like it was an accident. So it was the perfect plan. But Nico backfired and was like, girl.
Because it's Nico. He ain't got character. You can't assassinate something a man don't have. What you doing? It's Nico.
So then she brings up the broker, and Mimi was, she got that Kirk out of me. I'll be like, I don't need to explain. I don't need to explain nothing to no one. She always did that face.
No, she was dusting her hair like, fuck you, me, bitch. I don't got to explain shit.
That's some old shit. That shit came out last year. I wrote a book. I didn't do all this stuff, and everyone's still worried about the sex tape.
That's all you got.
Year with her bangs popping out. Y'all remember like, that video?
That's the only reason you're
like,
relevant.
Oh, y'all, if anybody got a problem, she looked like, just like that.
You need to just calm down right quick.
Right. What do you mean still worried about the sex? That's the only reason.
What else do we have to worry about?
Nothing else. Not your maid service business that don't exist no more.
That maid.
Not your new management company that ain't bust the
grid. Well, Jocelyn calls it the fake ed management
company. You know what I'm saying?
Fake ed management thing.
Give us something else to talk about. All we got is the shower rod.
Which was like, real. Like, yeah, that was the
because we know that.
Right. We seen that. We got proof.
She really was Molly She's the terrible. Maid. I can't.
Molly
the maid.
So, Mimi says, you know what? She basically kind of confesses a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little bit. And she says, I need to start with the truth to the first person I should have said it to. And that person walks up, and as she opens the door, we go to fucking previews. And
on
that
note, like her mom or something.
It's going to be Stevie.
I think it's going to be Stevie.
What?
Because he was the only one who she was trying to really hide it from, because he knew that she was going to probably come.
That's Stevie.
But, yeah.
Or Jocelyn. She wanted to hide the truth from Jocelyn. Now, that would be good. TV if it's Jocelyn. Like, look, I didn't want you to read me, so I said I was lying. You was reading me, girl. You was calling me a maid last year, and I couldn't just do that.
No, she'll constantly come in
this shit hurt. That shit hurt. Look, that shit hurt.
You gotta keep it real. You hit me with that one. I ain't know how to, you know.
No, she wasn't gonna meet up with Stevie because she gonna cry in front of Stevie. So Stevie gonna want, what I gonna do? Gonna go ahead and meet him in the back alley.
Really, no, if I she really if it is Stevie, she gonna put it right on the daughter right away.
Yeah. I didn't want to come out with it because
it's evil. I'm just afraid what she's gonna confess. Yeah, cause
like, Eva, go back upstairs.
I think she's gonna say what everyone
right
already
if
knows.
She really,
she,
is
what
she gonna
I just know
everything.
Jocelyn gonna be in the confessional. Like, I know that bitch was lying. We all know that bitch was lying.
She has mercy. She's gonna have no mercy on her. Everybody else gonna be crying. Jocelyn gonna slice it. Damn.
Who didn't know that bitch was lying?
She's like, this ain't no.
I don't know why Stevie surprised by this.
Right. I told Stevie that this bitch is a liar anyway. She let him have everything.
But he always wanna be messing with these dusty bitches instead of me as international superstar. Focus on me, Stevie. Focus on me. On that note, let's head to predictions.
We done predicted all kinds of stuff.
Oh my god.
Crazy shit.
Mama D going to church.
Oh.
And bitch, whose claws was those?
Oh my god. She screamed.
I screamed. That shit would have broke the glass, honey, if I would have done seen that, honey. I cannot. Not seen them nails clapping, honey.
Ooh, they was like this long, like. Oh my god!
Like that is, why would they really put that in there? Like why would
they
really put that in there?
Ignorant.
But you guys really got a hashtag Love and Hip Hop Atlanta because one of the memes is just those hands clapping.
You're lying. I don't think it's me. I can't. Any of y'all send me that, I will just not fucking
shit.
What you think Mama D and Ernest going to church for?
I mean, with they repentant. Didn't need it. Sure. I mean, why
they
not?
They probably shot church. Somebody.
She deserved. He probably proposed. She deserved.
KB should have been listening to Mama D's song. I deserve.
Yeah, I think they're going to go to church so they can talk to somebody about
she was like, I deserve better.
That's all my playlist
Mama deserve. D could have came out the closet like...
She's gonna promote it.
Queen of this throne.
And her tooth fall out. She come out the door like,
no, that don't know. All right, my favorite quote of the night though goes to Kalina. She crying. She says, "Cause I got a baby on my titty and ain't no one listening to my music."
Wow.
Girl, wow. I can tell you've been crying and you need somebody. We get Arian modeling with Margot's art show, and Nico starts getting into it, and Margot's laughing. Why are you guys acting like that? You don't
like
even
she
know.
Don't know that they don't she like each other. Girl,
he's like, you look good naked.
Oh, Nico is.
That's what he's saying.
You know, she should have been like, I'm a lesbian.
You look nice naked.
Oh, wow.
Megan,
that's getting really
good,
messy.
Nico.
Right
you know
there.
What? Yeah. I'm not even putting my comments in.
No, it's getting
but
really
you
messy.
Put yourself in that predicament. No. Like, girl, why are you there
you
naked?
You look stupid, actually.
Oh, so there is an art show because she was.
Well, look. Oh. I know they're calling it an art show, but I just kind of think they rented a space out and painted Arian. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about body paint? Because. You know, I don't really. It's pretty on a woman's body, but it's like careful, I just wouldn't call it art.
It can
like,
be art. It can be art.
I've seen some art.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, the ones I've been seeing lately are just trying
Paul's got a new show.
No, it's a new TV show called Body. It's about it's nothing
it was,
but body paint.
Yep.
And they are doing crazy stuff with body paint.
Well, then I'm gonna look that up because the ones I've been seeing have been.
RuPaul's got it.
She be going like Supper Club.
It was a makeup show that was on
to
do the body art too.
Supper Club,
we haven't done it. It can be art. I don't. That's what we gonna see.
Right.
We gonna see that.
Cause it looked like somebody just threw something on there. Like they used a little kindergarten paint, the water where you got to dip the paintbrush in the water. They look like they used the cheapest paint. Cheapest paint possible. You still see her skin, like that's her birthmark.
No, I mean, it's Margot. She'd be stapling her hair on top of her head looking like a Cabbage Patch doll.
I can't.
So we're also gonna get like Nene, I hope she didn't show up to the art show.
She does.
What if she came to support her best friend?
No, you do not support your best friend at the man you had a sex tape with, and you just damn cussed his wife out.
So
Arian
looked like the type of friend that'd be like,
"Can you come to my?
You
better support me, girl.
You just come.
I've been supporting you at all your stuff.
I want to see that. I would have to see her say that, yo. Because that's
I could just see her in the confessional, like, you know what? I came to support my girl. She's been holding it down for me.
This bitch been here for me from the beginning.
So I'm going to really show up and support, even though I don't want to be here.
Oh. Even though she wants to do it with Nico's wife,
I'm going to hold my pride.
And if Nico here, I'm not saying two words to him at all.
You know if Nico there, he going to say, well, you know, I just wanted to do the right thing and come over and have a drink with Mimi while we was... Mimi, you know, I just wanted to come
You know,
over.
It's a hands-on you know, experience if you want to paint Arian's
thanks
body.
Thanks for supporting my wife and...
yeah. That would be a slap in the face.
I know.
Oh my god.
When is Nico gonna get slapped in the face?
Oh my god. Some braces, either one.
Well, the final thing.
You say braces?
Yes, his tongue looked like it's in jail. Like, you are too old for your teeth to be going every way possible. Like, get some order.
His teeth are running out. His mouth
they just everywhere. It's one here, one back here, then one. Like, dude, get some order in your mouth. Order in your mouth.
Do not assassinate Nico.
Order in your mouth, Nico.
Well, we need some order over at the Baby Mama Club because Sheena still wants Jock. Why won't you get me with me?
What is Jock putting down in the bedroom that everybody still wants Jock?
I don't fucking know, but it's disgusting.
It is. To even think about.
I don't even think about it.
I don't even see how you do it.
Your business is disgusting. And then KD becomes pregnant. Like, what?
She's probably all lying. I think she's lying.
Yeah.
She's probably lying.
Because you know why? She's like, my body hasn't been active.
Right. That's not how you... That's
girl,
not
you say, I'm pregnant.
Right. Like, girl, you doing too much.
I don't know. Like, I haven't started.
I've been missing.
You're not even sure if you're pregnant. You just saying you're pregnant because you feel different.
Right. Right.
You
and you
that's what she's doing. She's hoping.
She wants to be a
mother.
She
wants to be a mother.
Your period been missed for 3 hours. Not even the whole day.
She probably started
some
month the next day.
Three.
Like,
oh,
it's just emotional.
No, the bitch had some hot poppers from Jack in the Box the night before she had
a
crap in her stomach.
The gas bubble. You're like, I think I'm pregnant.
But before we wrap up, you guys, you guys have a show that you guys are on right now, The Boys Next Door LA.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's going good. Well, episode 2 was released yesterday. I got to watch it.
It's called Kodak Moment.
But it's really good. It's us with, last time we were on the show, we said 5 guys.
And
but it's six guys all together. They were mad at us. But it's 6 of us. And it's just about brotherhood, a show that showcases brotherhood. Six guys living in L.A. and we're all in the entertainment industry. And we have drama, not like these girls. We don't meet up and have little meetings. But it's good. You guys should watch it. Check it out on YouTube. Signal 23 TV.
You know he's rashing you over here. So wait, where can they watch it again?
Signal 23 TV. On YouTube.
And what's it called again?
The Boys Next Door LA. Because it's the Atlanta version as well.
Yeah, and then also, none available on iTunes.
Yep, and everywhere music is sold. What's up?
Yes. Boom. And make sure you guys pay attention because they have an EP that they're working on. And where can your fans follow you guys?
You can follow me on Twitter at TTGotIt. Instagram, TT_got_it.
TT got it.
And I'm Prince Charming P on every single thing. I don't care what. Kristen Mingle. but Instagram, Twitter, everything. Prince Charming P.
Snapchat. I love Snapchat.
Boom. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
At I Am More Fire.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.